News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Basketball.
2-on-1. Bounce pass. Right side. Got it.
Braves Basketball on WKOK is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Wise Markets, Purdy Insurance, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture, W&L Subaru, Midtown Bistro, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Add One, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Service First Federal Credit Union. Now, let's head courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to Phil Lockoff Gymnasium, Pat O'Brien, along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. It's Shikellamy basketball as Shikellamy is opening their tournament this weekend. They'll open up against the Hughesville Spartans. Right now we have North Penn's Mansfield and Greenwood, with North Penn Mansfield winning right now 49-39 with 1:16 to go. Impressed with these two teams. Not a real sloppy game, which is good to see early on. And right now it is North Penn Mansfield looking to advance in the championship game tomorrow with that 10-point lead.
Yeah, it's been a very well-played game. If it wouldn't have been for a little bit of one of the players getting sick all over the floor, we'd be done by now. But again, an excellent job done by the officials and by the maintenance staff here at Shikellamy. Just one of those things that happen once in a while in basketball games. But not a lot of griping, complaining, not a lot of fouling, just a good, well-played basketball game.
Well, Shikellamy will hope to be able to win tonight and take on North Penn Mansfield. Under a minute to go in the opening game. And if they do win, Shikellamy wins tonight, they'll take on Hughesville. If they win tonight, they will play the late game tomorrow night. If they were to fall, then they would play at 6 o'clock and take on what looks to be right now would be Greenwood. Shikellamy looking to get their first win of the season. They've taken two hard hits. They opened up with the Mifflinburg Wildcats and fell to them in a big way. And then just the other night fell to a good Mifflin County team. And you said at the end of the broadcast, keep an eye on that Mifflin County team going throughout the year. They have a lot of good interchangeable type players, a lot of guards, got a couple good shooters, and we saw that the other night. But that was a big test for the Shikellamy Braves. Yeah, they didn't come out on the positive end of it, but that's the kind of competition you got to play against, because they are a 5A school, and they're going to have to play against some of the bigger schools in Shikellamy. Tonight, though, it's a winnable game, and Coach Bill Ziegler knows that from his Braves.
Yeah, he's going to take on Hughesville, and of course, Cam St. James is the coach at Hughesville, and his assistant is Mark Forbes, and they used to coach for Bill in the middle school program, these 8th and 9th grade teams. So they kind of know each other pretty well. And Hughesville, I think, has one loss, right, if they're not mistaken?
Yep, they've opened up against Berwick. They fell to Berwick 62-37, so they're kind of licking their wounds, much like the Braves are with that big loss to Berwick. So they're looking for their first win of the season as well.
Yeah, and I think the fact that I don't know how their experience is or what their size is, but, you know, again, I think we'll have a pretty good matchup. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, the fact that, Pat, that, you know, once you get that first win, then the second one's a little easier to get. And right now, you know, the confidence level's probably down somewhat. But and I think the other thing, they got to find five players that play well together all the time. And it's a learning experience, not just for the kids, but for the coaches. But we can't, you know, we're not going to give up on the season just after two losses like that.
Well, and you see bright spots, and we talked about that in the first game against Mifflinburg, who knows going to win 10, 12, maybe 15, 17 games this year. Mifflin County, we already talked about. But we saw a bright spot in the Mifflinburg game with Charlie Walter, the sophomore. And then the other night we saw that with a guy off the bench, which was Booker, who came in and did some good things. Coach talked about that, likes what he's doing. But the growth is invaluable at this point. You got to get on the floor and play. You got to be able to compete. And they got to cut down. And you see, one of the big things, the goal is not to give up the 50-50 type passes, the turnovers where you're throwing it kind of in the air. And we saw a little too much of that in the game against Mifflin County that turned it. And when you're throwing it like that towards the other team's basket, it turns into layups. We saw that in Mifflinburg game, and we saw that the other night. That's the kind of thing that can be corrected with the experience, and we're hoping the Braves will show that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Pat. And we have have to look at Mifflin County. I think they're one of the best man-to-man defenders I've seen in a long time. They played man-to-man like they're supposed to, and a lot of times our younger guards that fell victim to the fact that they thought the pass was open, they forgot the guy was there, and they threw, like you said, those 50-50s. I think I was joking around when I said they were more like 25-75.
Yeah.
But, you know, in soccer, you got to win the 50-50s. In basketball, you don't want to deal with them, all right? So it's just one of those parts of the basketball game. I thought Corbin Stahl, you know, along with Aaron Booker, two sophomores came off the bench and did very well. Corbin Stahl is an exceptional athlete. I got a chance to watch him all during football season and last year in the junior varsity. And we were talking a little bit before, Coach Ziegler and I. He did not have his best game in Mifflinburg when he came in, but against Mifflin County, he played well. So there's some questions got to be answered. There's probably going to be some changes over the next couple of games, but the most important thing is to try to get a win tonight.
So North Penn Mansfield does come away with the victory, 53-39. They'll advance to the championship game tomorrow. They'll take on either the Braves or the Spartans, and that's the game that's coming up next. When we come back, we'll check in with what Coach Ziegler says his goals are and the keys to getting a victory for his Braves, which would be the first one of the year. So we'll come back, continue with Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Welcome back to Phil Lockhoff Gymnasium, Pat O'Brien, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Sitting in for Kevin Herr, and for those that don't know, and know you're missing him in a big way, Kevin is recovering from heart surgery. Says he's doing well, but he's got to take it slow, and we encourage that. So he's allowing me to sit in and take over for him at least through December. We're hoping he's back into the new year. And I know you talk to him daily almost there, Dave, and he seems like he's getting himself back where he needs to be.
Yeah, he sounds a lot stronger. I remember the first time I talked to him after he was home, you could tell he had been through an ordeal, all right? So anyway, yeah, like everybody wants him to get better, and we don't want to push things and rush things. Wait till he's 100%.
And I forgot, I did see him today, and I wanted to let him know that Brad Moyer asked about him, Corey Hauser, Steve Jacoby asked about him. Guys, you know, so Kevin, you're well-loved, and people are checking in on you, so they're hoping you're back very soon in front of these Braves in a place that you'd love to be. So it is the Shikellamy Braves taking on the Hughesville Spartans. Both teams looking to get their first win of the year. We're fortunate to get the scouting report from Coach Ziegler, and he talks about the goals. I notice he's bumped up the scoring to 55. He had it at 50 against Mifflin County. He's bumped it up to 55 as a goal. Those 10 turnovers or less, and we had a good laugh at the beginning of the game because as soon as on the tip, Asher Moyer got it, threw it back to Biddle, and it was a turnover to start, and you jokingly say that they're down to 9 already, so that was a tough way to start, and he wants those 30 rebounds once again. You know, and when you see 30 rebounds, you're talking about you got to go get the ball. It's an effort thing. You know that. You've seen it over the years. Charles Barkley would say that. It's an effort thing. As much as we talk about boxing out and making sure you know where it's an effort thing, and that he just wants to see his kids take it to that next level, go get those rebounds, and he's expecting those 30 rebounds tonight.
Yeah, when you're talking about his kids, you're talking about probably just about everybody on that team because, you know, Charlie Walder's inside there at 6'3", and Asher Moyer's in there about 6 foot. So you have to, especially on the defensive end, you got to get the people on the boards. Offensively, you got to be a little bit careful because, you know, you don't want to give them a chance to get out on a fast break, but you know, rebounding is more mental sometimes than physical. I think I say that all the time. You got to want it. And, you know, you look at some of the best NBA players that didn't score a lot, they were great rebounders. They really were. So it's something that the Braves need to do. You're right. Rebounding both ends of the floor.
Then he gave us the keys to the game, and one thing that he addressed after the game was the issue with closing out on jump shooters. He knew there were two jump shooters for Mifflin County that could fill it up. The other ones he wasn't overly concerned about, and he did not like how his defenders did not close out. They went for the ball fake, and they gave up a lot of easy layups. What that means is you got to settle down, get a hand up, and control yourself when you're going out at shooters. I tell people all the time, you're not going to lead the team. You're not going to lead the county in block shots. How about you just lead the team and defend and keep guys away from the basket? And that's going to be a big part tonight as well.
You know, I'd liken when you go out on an offensive shooter as in football, where you have to do a sprint tackle and you come up to a guy and you got to gather yourself. You can't overcommit. And if you do, the runner will get around you. And if you do in basketball, like we saw the other night, there were so many times that as soon as the person got the ball from Mifflin County, they were around the defender and in for a layup. And bad things happen when that occurs, especially the guy that's back there trying to protect the basket. He usually ends up with a foul or they get a basket. So, that's another part of the game that they've got to get better at.
And what other keys? He had patient, will get us good looks. He doesn't like when they're rushing one pass, one shot. He wants to, and he knows the importance of good quality possessions. So be patient. Also, be the hardest playing team. Going back to the rebound and stuff. Going back to the 50-50 balls. We can't defensively go make them 50-50 balls. Offensively, we can't have 50-50 balls that turn into layups going back the other way. So the keys and the goals given to us by Coach Ziegler. We're going to take a deeper look at the starters for tonight's game, both for Hughesville and for the Chicoloy Braves after this break, as we continue to prepare for the Braves and the Spartans here on News Radio 1070 WKOK at WKOK.com. Chicoloy Braves trying to get their first win of the year. Back-to-back losses in a big way. They started off the loss to Mifflinburg and Mifflin County just the other night. But as Bill said, he wants to defend their championship. They won this tournament last year, and Dave, this is a tournament that's emotional, and it's just very well thought out in terms of the purpose of it. And I don't think I know anybody can speak more to the reason we're having this tournament and the purpose of it and who it's in honor of.
Well, it's named the Macy Meniere Memorial Tournament, and Macy was a math teacher and also an assistant basketball coach at Chicoloy who contacted ALS and lost his battle with it probably 5 or 6 years ago. And so Macy was personally was probably one of the nicest, best people you want to be around. Very trustworthy, just a stand-up guy. And it's unfortunate that he didn't get a chance to watch his son and two daughters finish their careers here playing basketball at Chicoloy. And, of course, his wife Amy now is a school nurse here at Chick. So there's a lot of emotion that comes up with it. I just saw his dad walk in, and probably his mother will be here too. But it's to make people aware of there are some very, very talented and good people that are in our basketball program, and unfortunately we lost one with Macy. Also an excellent teacher. I was fortunate enough to work with him about 5 or 6 years before I retired. He taught math also. So, I can't say enough about it. I can still remember my daughter when she was younger, and he lived right across from my parents. So when my parents were babysitting my daughter, they used to get together and they'd play. So I can remember him probably when he was 6 or 7 years old. So, yeah, it was a tough one. It was a heartbreaker, and this is something in his honor.
It's awesome. I mean, it's what you want to do, and I'm glad I can be here to be involved in it, because it's a big deal here at Chicoloy, and couldn't have heard better words than came from you, and I appreciate that, because that's what it's all about, is acknowledging the tournament and why we are here. The Chicoloy Braves will try to win it for the back-to-back years. As Coach Ziegler said, we're defending the tournament title, so they're hoping to get the win tonight and play tomorrow against North Penn's Mansfield, who won earlier tonight as they beat the Greenwood Wildcats. Take another break, come back, talk about the starters, and get ready for the opening tip.
It's the Shikellamy Braves against the Hughesville Spartans, and it's right here on 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. As the teams are getting introduced before the start of this game, we'll take a look at the starters. First for the Hughesville Spartans, number 10, Jared Easton. Jared is a senior. Also, Brady Morgan, a senior, number 11. Paul Reagan, a senior, number 14. Number 23, Gavin Narr, just a sophomore. And number 34, Alex Schultz, just a sophomore for Cameron St. James, the head coach. Mark Forbes, assistant, Greg Johnson, and Luke Kaiser. Again, they lost their first game of the year, a 62-37 loss to the Berwick Bulldogs. That was on November 30th, so they've had a little break before this game tonight. For the Shikellamy Braves, number 4, Xavier Fischel, the senior, captain. Number 5, Asher Moyer, also a senior and captain. Number 13, Hunter Biddle, a senior. Number 20, Justin Ziegler, just a sophomore. And number 23, Charlie Walter, just a sophomore as well. The returning starters for the Shikellamy Braves is Fischel and Moyer. Under head coach Bill Ziegler in his 10th season, assistant coach Brian Ziegler and Giovanni Tabar, the volunteer coach as well. So I say, and I send it to you, what's going to blast the Braves into a victory here tonight?
Well, first of all, I think they have to get the seniors scoring. I think I looked at the stats in the first two games, and the seniors, the returning starters, have basically scored about 16 points in two games. That's got to end. That you got to get some scoring from them, and the fact that I think this is a little bit of a match that these kids want to win because of Mark Forbes and Cam on the other side, because these guys played for them back when they were in the middle school. So
nice connection there, yep, for sure.
Get ready to toss this up, as it'll be Charlie Walter and also number 34, Alex Schultz. The Braves will win the toss and give it to Fischel, the senior, to come over half court, calling out the play for the Braves. Walter gives him a screen. Fischel goes to the left, kicks it up to Ziegler. Ziegler being defended tightly. Fischel, a long three, no good off the iron. Schultz with the rebound for the Spartans. Spartans come the other way. Throw it into the post to Schultz. He turns good. Off the iron, good over Charlie Walter. And the Spartans up 2-0.
Schultz is almost a mirror image of Charlie Walter as far as size, both height and weight. So they got a pretty good battle in there.
And it could be a few years of that. Both of them just sophomores. Asher Moyer battling on the glass. Can't get the layup. Coming the other way of the Spartans. To the hoop for the Spartans. Off the iron and good, but they're going to call a charge taken by the sophomore Ziegler. Able to pick up the charge on the driving Paul Reagan.
That's a tough call on Reagan because Ziegler was kind of moving back at the same time. And a lot of times you will not get the charge call on that. It would have given him a blocking foul. But it's good for the Braves. It would have been probably a definite basket there and make them down 4 points.
Look, Ziegler's taking some deep breaths after taking that one.
Yeah, he ran into him. Definitely ran into him, Pat.
Ziegler brings it up, gives it to Walter on the left wing. Out to Ashton Moyer around the perimeter. Ziegler looking into the post. Can't get it in here. Gets it to Biddle. Biddle's going to shoot a three and knocks it down. The first bucket for the Braves comes from behind the arc.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to see Hunter make that shot.
Narr gets it on the right wing. Kicks it up top around the perimeter. Morgan's between the circles, defended by Fischel. Looking to get the screen from Schultz. Schultz steps out the foul line, shoots a jumper, off the iron, no good, and Ziegler comes in with the rebound.
Four white shirts there that time. That's a good job of getting defensive board by the Braves.
Biddle kicks it over to Fischel. Fischel using his left hand. Now he gets it to Biddle. He's looking for his second one in a row, and he gets it from three for Biddle.
That's big. That's huge. That not only gives the Braves a lead, but it also builds that confidence up.
It's a good job. They got a little penetration on that. Kicked it to Biddle. Very comfortable with a hand in his face. And you can already see the energy from the bench as they're able to greet Biddle. Have back-to-back threes. And it puts the Chicoutimi Braves up 6-2, which they haven't been able to experience that, and that's a little bit of a lead as they took on Mifflinburg and Mifflin County. So that in itself does a lot for your confidence.
You know, Hunter really hasn't looked to shoot in the first two games. He had 1 point in the game against Mifflinburg, did not score in the other game this week against Mifflin County. So for him to come off and make his first two shots from behind the arc, one basically about the foul line extended, the other one from the left corner, big time for him, big time for the Braves offense.
And it all came from Schultz shooting the jumper beyond the foul line. Good rebound by Ziegler, and he looked to kick it up and ended up getting to Biddle in the corner, and he knocked it down for a three for the Braves' lead at 6-2. Get a walking call against Nahr. He caught it on the right wing and went to take a little pivot and didn't put the ball basketball down quick enough and got called for the traveling.
One of the things that you got to learn how to do is how to start that drive. You got to put the ball on the floor before you get both feet going.
Walters down in the paint, turns, left-handed jump hook is good. Good pass from Moyer to get it to Walter, and he turns with that little jump hook, putting the Braves up 8-2. Nahr down on the baseline, kicks it up top. Now it's between the circles to Easton. Easton goes left. Driving to the hoop is Reagan. Now he gets it to the right baseline. Schultz tries to get the rebound off the shot by Easton. No good. And the Braves come away with it. Vishal quickly into the front court. Calls out the play. They want the number four play run here. Getting guys set. Nahr guarding Vishal between the circles. Ziegler on the right wing gets the screen from Walter. Walter rolls, nothing there. Ziegler thinks about a three and then pulls it down. Give it to Walter. Good movement by the Braves. Walter over to Biddle. He's got back-to-back threes, does Biddle, as he gives it to Fischaut. He's going to shoot a three and miss everything, and it goes out of bounds.
I think Xavier's got to get 2 feet closer. I mean, he's shooting that two. That's an NBA three that he's taken. So, you know, they look great when you make them, but, you know, the percentage of making that shot gets a little bit lower as you farther out you get.
That's how Steph Curry's ruined the game.
Yeah, you're right.
Everyone thinks you can shoot a three. You got another air ball, this time by the Spartans. Coming away with it are the Braves. Quick throw up to Moyer. Moyer turn. Turnaround jumper off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Nahr. Nahr kicks it up to Morgan. Now to Schultz at the foul line. Left-handed dribble goes in. No good as he tried to flip it to the rim. Coming the other way of the Braves. This is Ziggo in the right wing. Now between the circles. Give it to Vishal. To Moyer on the left baseline. Gets a screen from Walter. Kicks it to Vishal. Closer to the line. This time hits iron. No good. Scramble for it. And it's going to be the Spartans who come away with it.
Yeah, good pull away by Reagan there. I'll give it for Charlie Walters.
8-2 lead for the Braves. Schultz going to take another jumper. No good. He's got one bucket. Now he's missed his last three. Left-handed dribble by Ziegler on the left wing. Defended there by Morgan. Throws it into Walter. Walter is going to be pushed from behind by Schultz. And it's going to be an inbound underneath the Brave basket for the Braves.
That's going to be an interesting matchup all night long. It really is between those two. They're two big bodies there.
Stahl and Owen Elliott come into the game. Boback into the game for the Spartans, along with number three, and that is Miley. Miley's a senior as Boback's a junior. Moyer turns, going to call for the traveling. He was going left, tried to spin, and gets called for the walk.
Again, what's wrong with the four-foot jump shot when you get that close? I don't know. It's something that works very effectively, but people just don't want to use it.
Reagan has the ball on the left side of the paint. Nard's going to pull up from three. Off the iron, no good. Hustle rebound by Elliott, and it's going to be saved by Biddle. Braves have numbers, gets tipped away. Now coming back the other way, Nahr tipped it away, and he's the recipient of a half-court pass with a bucket for the Spartans. 8-4 lead for the Braves.
Unfortunately, you got to watch who's behind you. That time, Biddle lost the ball, and it turned into a basket for the Hughesville Spartans.
A steal by the Spartans coming back the other way. Kind of an ill-advised shot, but rebounded by the Spartans. Another offensive rebound, and finally the Braves will come away with it. It's Biddle coming across, or attempting to come across half court until he was fouled by Nahr, the sophomore. Keeley's going to check into the game for Asher Moyer. And Fishaw will come back in for Biddle. So Fishaw, Keeley, Owen Elliott, Walter, and Stahl on the floor for the Braves as they'll inbound the ball in front of the score table.
Doing a lot of different looks here on the offense and defensive end, Coach Ziegler's, or I should say both Coach Ziegler's, seeing who's going to play for him.
Fishaw going left. Throws it tapped away by the Spartans. That was Nahr.
There's one of those 50-50s, Pat.
Yep.
Yep. You can't do that. Almost was a steal by the Hughesville Spartans.
The Braves do come away with it. They inbound it. It's Fishaw. He's got Bo back on him between the circles. Fishaw gives it to Corbin Stahl. Left-handed dribble to the foul line. Fishaw's going to shoot a three. No good. Rebounded by the Spartans. Rebounded that time by Miley. Pushing it up the floor are the Spartans. Turnaround jumper that time, no good. And Walter comes away with the rebound. He's going to push it up the floor. Give it to Fishaw. Fishaw defended by Bobak. Over to Stahl. Stahl is able to a little crossover. Nahr loses the ball, and there's a fight for it. And they're going to call a foul. And it's going to be a foul against the Spartans. Number three picks up the foul, and that's Miley. And this is Booker is going to check in. He'll come in for Corbin Stahl. Inbounded are the Braves. Fishaw has it in the backcourt. Crosses over half court. Gives it to Booker. Booker took his eye off the ball and it went out of bounds.
You know, that's one of those turnovers that you can't say Hughesville caused. It's unforced. And that time the Braves lost another chance, an offensive set. And every time you don't get a shot when you come down in the offense is bad news for you.
8-4 lead for the Braves with 1:43 to go in the opening quarter. Bo Beckett has it on between the circles, gives it to Nahr. Nahr's able to get around Keeley, pulls up in the paint, and good. Used it as like that time was Nahr, able to put up a little teardrop and get the bucket for the Spartans. Keeley shoots a three, air ball, and out of bounds, the Spartans will get the ball.
I think in general, Pat, the three-point shot has changed the game so much that it seems like we don't try to work the ball inside anymore. And everybody's thinking it's great if you're hitting 50-60% of them, but the Braves have hit two probably out of about eight.
A drive that time by Reagan. Stop, kicks out the bow back, swinging around the perimeter to Nahr. Nahr has it on the left wing. He's going to pull up for a three, and he's going to knock it down. Ziegler's checked back into the game along with Moyer and Biddle. Moyer has the ball, gives it to Biddle. Pop it up high is Fishaw. He's going to try a three. No good. Fight on the rebound is Booker. Moyer's going to come away with the loose ball and give it to Ziegler. Ziegler deep three. No good. Moyer's going to come away with the long rebound once again. Left-handed dribble. Goes to the hoop. No good. Rebounded by Nahr. Nahr's got Fishaw on him at midcourt. Kicks it up to Reagan. Reagan's going to shoot a three. No good. Rebounded by Biddle. He's pushing. He'll be fouled either by Reagan or by Miley. See who.
It's going to be on Reagan, number 14.
It's going to be on Reagan, number 14. Our referees.
That's five fouls in this first quarter right now, but there's 30.8 seconds left.
Reagan Morgan. He'll be able to shoot two. A new rule as of last year. Five fouls in a quarter will send you to the line. No one and ones. It's two shots, and it'll be Biddle who will be taking the two free throws. 9-8 lead, the first lead for the Spartans with 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Biddle at the line. He had two threes early in the game and looking to get one here from the foul line. Right-handed shooter is Biddle, the senior. First one's up and it's good. So he's got seven in the first quarter.
He has seven of the nine, as does Nahr has seven of the nine for Hughesville.
Biddle looking for a second one. Front iron, no good. Loose ball. Nahr comes away with it. Nahr, just a sophomore, leading away. Quick gets it up. Gets it back, though. Takes a little move to the basket. Defended well by Fischau. Bobak looking to get it into the foul line. He does to Miley. Miley gets it to Nahr on the cut. Nothing there. 13 seconds on the game clock. Driving the baseline. That time was Miley. It's going to pick up a brave foul. And underneath the Spartan basket, Hughesville will throw it in. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. This ball game's tied at 9-9.
Hunter Biddle picks up the foul. That's his first, and it's the team first.
Inbounding the ball to Nahr. Nahr's got Fischaud on him. Thinking about a three. Now takes it to the hoop. Spins. Fade away. No good. Defended by Moyer. Ziegler comes away with it, and it's going to run out the first quarter clock with a heave, and it's no good. That's the end of the first quarter. It's a 9-9 ball game with the Braves and the Spartans. This is Brave Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK at WKOK.com. The second quarter here from Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. It's the Braves and the Spartans. The winner of this one will take on North Bend Mansfield, who got the win earlier tonight over Greenwood. Inbounding the ball to start the second quarter will be the Spartans. Got Bobak, Morgan, Nahr, Miley, and Schultz for the Spartans. Fischau, Ziegler, Biddle, Walter, and Moyer, the starters for the Braves to start the second quarter. Bobak running the point between the circles. Throws it into Schultz. Schultz turns. Nothing there. Gives it to Miley. Miley's fouled. It was a good high-low entry between Schultz. Get it to Miley. That's their size between the two, Schultz and Miley, as Miley will go to the free throw line shooting
two. They called it on the floor. I thought they were going to give him a shot, too, but they said it was on the floor. So that's I thought he had a shot.
I think Hauser, the referee, was setting up for free throws.
Yeah,
so it's going to be an inbound. The Spartans, they get it inbounds to Nahr. Nahr to Bobak. Bobak shoots a three. Good for the Spartans. They take the lead 12-9 with 7:40 to go in the opening half.
The Braves went to a zone defense that time. Hughesville still in their man-to-man.
Fischau on a roll to Walter. Walter's going to be fouled from behind by Nahr. That has been something that has worked at times. Walter set the high screen at the elbow. Fischau come off of it, and Walter rolls. Now he'll go to the free throw line shooting two.
You know, he's left-handed, and he's coming down there on the right-hand side. It takes a little bit of an adjustment, and he just didn't get it off quite quick enough, but he did get fouled.
Walter's first free throw is no good. The referees for tonight, Rick Weichel, Corey Hauser, and Jim Fiamancini. Second free throw for Walter, good. 12-10 lead for the Spartans. Bobak bring it up to half court, guarded by Ziegler. Throws it away.
Good defense. Justin Ziegler got in his face right in front of him, and he just kind of paused, and I don't think he looked to his left, or he just threw it. They went out of bounds. So for once, the Braves forced a turnover.
Braves will inbound it in front of the score table. Ziegler between the circles with Bobak on him. Give it to Biddle. Biddle has two threes on the night. Looking for Moyer on the roll. Not able to make the connection. Braves bring it back out. Biddle has it on the left wing with Miley on him. Throws it over to Moyer. Moyer shoots a three. No good. Rebounded by Schultz for the Spartans. Gets it to Bobak. Bobak kicks it up to Nahr. Nahr left-handed dribble to the left baseline. Pulls up jumper. Good. Nahr leading the way for the Spartans with the bucket there.
Yeah, he's 9 of the 14. 9 of 14 points.
Fischau gets it from Biddle. Takes it to the right baseline. Back to Biddle. Into the paint. Kicks it to Ziegler. Ziegler going to shoot a three. Air ball. And it's going to be rebounded by the Spartans. Quickly up the other way. Nahr looking to get another one. No good. Long rebound goes to Walter. Walter to Fischau. Fischau pushing it up. And he's going to be bumped, but no foul. The ball gets away from him. Schultz, quick outlet pass. Gets it up the other way. In and out of the basket for the Spartans. That was Morgan that time, and the Braves the other way.
Well, Charlie Walter intimidated that last shot down there. He pushed it off from the left side to the right side. So it was good defense. And also, you know, Walters was the one that was out on the Schnarr the last time he took the three-point shot, and he turned around, boxed him out, and the rebound came right out to him. So, again, sometimes I think the Braves are just moving too fast here on the offensive end.
14-10 lead for the Spartans with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Biddle has Bobak on him. Gives it to Moyer. Moyer left-handed dribble into the lane. Too hard off the glass. And it goes out of bounds off of Walters. He was attempting to come away with the rebound.
Well, that time Asher was, you know, he was coming from right to left with the left hand. He just put it up too hard, hit the backboard, and came off the front of the rim. And then off of one of the Braves out of bounds.
Hughesville into the offensive set. Give to Schultz at the foul line. Pulls up and knocks it down over Walter. He's taken about three of them here tonight, and he knocks down his second one.
Yeah, that's 4 points for Schultz.
Zigger on the right side, looking for an open man. Gives it to Fischau. Fischau has Gnarr on him between the circles. Play call being given. Biddle on the right wing. He's got Morgan on him. The ball gets tapped out of bounds as Biddle was trying to throw it into the post. The Braves will have the ball, and a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Ziegler. Give us a chance to reset things here. 16-10 lead for the Spartans. 5:24 to go in the opening half. And
well, since Biddle made those first 3-point shots for six, the Braves basically, in fact, there was another basket by Charlie Walter. We played probably about 8 minutes of basketball, and they've had two foul shots. So they're not putting anything in the basket. A lot of long-distance 3-point shots, and when you don't hit, when you don't even hit the rim, that's not good. That's not good. Sometimes you got to just, you know, Coach Lou Delgrotta used to always tell the girls, I like you to shoot threes, but if you're having difficulty, take it inside a little bit further, all right, to take the jump shot. Or I haven't seen anybody except Asher Moyer go to the bucket. He's the only one that has gone to the basket. So a lot of different things you can do in this offense. You just got to do it.
Inbound goes to Walter. Walter to Ziegler. Looks like a 2-3 zone. And another example, Fischau was cutting to the basket. Biddle thought he was on the wing, threw it out to him, goes out of bounds. And the Spartans had come out in a 2-3 zone. Yeah. Let's see the Braves stay in their man-to-man. 16-10 lead for the Spartans with 5:10 to go in the opening half. Schultz wants the ball at the foul line. Gets it. Walter on him. Drives to the hoop, pulls up, and knocks it down. The right jump shot for jump shot for Schultz.
Schultz has gone to his left twice. Now he went to his right. He's taking control in the paint.
Fischau has Schultz on him. Fischau takes it into the paint and is going to get a foul call, block on Schultz. Fischau was wide open on the right wing. They didn't get it to him.
They had nobody guarding him.
And then Schultz came out as a post player, so Fischau saw that he had an opportunity to maybe go around him, takes it in the paint, and he gets the foul against the sophomore Schultz. A great inbounds play that time. Gets it to Moyer on the screener, and he gets the layup off the right side to cut the lead to 18-12 for the Spartans. Gnarr has Moyer on him.
He can't slap. The first time he got away with it, the second time the official saw him. So that's Asher's second foul.
Let's see Booker coming into the game. He'll come in for Ziegler. As you said, Moyer has the two fouls, and the Braves are on defense. Gnarr gets the inbound pass from Morgan. Kicks it around to the right side. This is to Easton. Easton looking to get it to Schultz. Stolen by Biddle. Biddle trying to take it to the rim. He does. No foul called. He got bumped. Moyer comes away with the rebound and knocks it down.
Again, that time the Braves had three guys on the offensive boards, and it paid off for him. Asher picks up his fourth point.
18-14 lead for the Spartans. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the first half. Pull up jump shot. No good. Here comes Booker. Booker the other way. He's on the left wing. Give it to Fischau. Fischau pulls it out. Going to run a play.
It's a big offensive set here. They can get within two or three here.
Looking to get the screen from Walter. He does. Walter rolls. Gets to the rim. Tries to flip it up. No good. And it's rebounded by Morgan, who comes across the half-court stripe. Kicks it out to Bobak between the circles. He's got Booker on him. Left-handed dribble by Bobak. Nothing there. Gives it out to Easton. Easton to Morgan. Morgan inside the foul line. Gets held up there. Throws it away. And here comes Booker the other way. Booker bounce pass to Moyer. Moyer throws up a tough shot. No good. And Nahr comes away with the rebound. Kicks it up. Into the lane go the Spartans. Pull up a little fade jump shot. No good. That was Easton. And here comes Fischaut the other way. Fischaut has Nahr on him. Size differential. But Fischaut puts up the jump hook with his left. And goes up and over the extended hand of Nahr.
Braves pull within two. That's getting to be a track race out there. A road rally or whatever. Wow.
18-16 lead for the Spartans with 2:45 to go in the first half. Long three by the Spartans, no good. Moyer comes away the rebound, and he's going to be fouled by Bobek, who was trying to tip it from behind. Moyer will inbound the ball for the Braves, trailing by two.
Well, Asher Moyer has two fouls for the Braves, but both Gavin Nahr and Gavin Nahr and Alex Schultz both have two.
Check into the Braves. Coming in for the Braves, Owen Elliott and Corbin Stahl into the game. Miley back in for the Spartans as Booker will bring it over half court. Give it to Moyer. Moyer strong left-handed dribble. Give it to Walter. Walter with the layup.
That's beautiful. I love that play. Dribble penetrate, hit the guy in the short corner. He gets a layup.
Spartans the other way. Jump shot from the baseline. No good by Miley. And here comes Booker. Booker to the front court. Defended by multiple Spartans. Loses the ball. Dives on the ground. And it'll be a held ball between Booker and Miley. It'll be a possession to the Braves. Game tied at 18-18 with 2:13 to go in the first half as Pfeiffer will come into the game for Asher Moyer.
One of the things that Braves have to work with is not to try to dribble through people. You know, that time Booker tried to go through two people and he lost the ball.
Inbounded to Stahl. He's between the circles with Bobak on him. Now he's getting double teamed. Gets held up.
5 seconds.
And a 5 second call against Stahl. And it'll be a turnover by the Braves. As the Spartans will inbound the ball. Miley will inbound the ball to Bobak. Extended man to man for the Braves. Owen Elliott on Bobak. Gets it up quickly to Reagan. Reagan double team. Going to be a held ball. And this is going to stay with the Spartans as Walter was able to get a hand on the ball and calls a held ball. But it will be retained by the Spartans.
Good job by Charlie that time. You know, he put the ball right in front of him. Charlie got his hands on and held on for dear life.
Ball's inbounded to Bobak with Stahl on him. Give it to Reagan at the foul line. He's going to drive hard to the paint and make the bucket. They've done that a few times to get it into the foul line, and guys explode into the basket. Booker on the left wing. He's got Nahr on him. They're in a 2-3 zone are the Spartans. Owen Elliott to Stahl. Stahl dribbled to the right. Gives to Booker. Booker shoots a three. And good. That's Booker, Aaron Booker, the junior, knocking down to three, and it's a scramble for it, and it's going to be a turnover against the Spartans, and it'll go back to the Braves.
That most people think that the easiest three-point shot is to take it where Aaron Booker is, but that was so quick off the release, there was no way anybody was going to try to block it, and he didn't anything but the bottom of the net. That was a pretty shot.
And it gives the Braves the lead, 21-20, with 1:15 to go in the first half. Ziegler still has the ball between the circles. Going to give it to Fischal. Tipped away by Bobak. Ziegler on the left baseline to Booker. Booker pulls up and knocks down the running jump shot.
Twice now. Quick release, Pat. Quick release by Booker. Got 5 points for him.
Nahr double teamed. Almost throws it away. Reagan comes away with it. Bounce pass to Schultz, and Schultz gets the easy layup off the beautiful pass by Reagan.
Again, that penetration into the paint lets the baseline open, and Schultz took care of it and got his 8 point.
Stahl at the foul line. Gives it to Ziegler. Ziegler spins in the paint and knocks down the bucket. to give the Braves a three-point lead, 25-22 with 31 seconds to go in the first half. Miley into the paint. Back out to Bow, back to Schultz at the foul line. Schultz uses his size, pulls up. Off the back iron, no good. Fischel comes away with the rebound. And he's injured, and it's going to be a hell ball. As Miley noticed, Fischel was hurt. And it's going to be a hell ball, but it will be Braves ball. But Deshaun is going to have to come out as he's dealing with some type of injury after getting that rebound. Owen Elliott will check in for Fischel. The training staff going to come over and talk to Xavier to see what went on.
It's his knee. I thought it wasn't his ankle, but he looked like the trainer Faith is looking at his knee right now.
A 1-2-2 press by the Spartans. Ziegler is able to break it. Runs between two guys. Kicks it to Walter. Walter trying to go over reverse layup, but gets fouled before the shot. So it looks like the Braves will have to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Did get a bucket off an inbounds play, or did the screener to Moyer? See if they try to do it again on this inbounds play, leading by three with just 10 seconds to go in the first half.
That was a big foul. That was Schultz's third foul, the big guy.
Owen Elliott gets it to Corbin Stahl. 7 seconds, closely guarded. His Stahl gets a screen from Walter. Stolen by Nahr. Nahr's going to go in for a contested layup and knock it down right at the buzzer for the Spartans to cut the lead to one at 25-24. Turnover right at midcourt leads to an easy layup for Nahr to lead the score in the first half for the Spartans. We're at halftime. The Shikellamy Braves go to the locker room leading by one over Hughesville. Come back, have halftime. This is Shikellamy basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. The Braves trying to get the win tonight. If they do, they'll play in the championship game tomorrow against North Penn Mansfield, who got the win earlier tonight over Greenwood. That will be tomorrow night. And then after that, the Braves will be at Montoursville on December 10th. That's Tuesday. And then they'll take on Warrior Run back at home on December 13th. And following a trip to Danville on December 17th. So that's a look at the upcoming game for the Shikellamy Braves. Again, Hughesville trying to get their first win as well. We got a tight one here at halftime. 25-24 lead for the Shikellamy Braves. Taking that into halftime, they haven't had that opportunity in the first two games to go in with the lead. They do have it here. How does the scoring break down in terms of what we saw in that first half?
Well, for the Braves, they spread the scoring out. I like to see this. Hunter Biddle has 7 points, and Charlie Walter and Aaron Booker both have 5 apiece. And then we've got Asher Moyer picked up 2 baskets there in the second quarter for 4. And Justin Ziegler and Xavier Fischel have 2 apiece. For the Spartans, Gavin Nahr, who's been playing well, all right, he's got 2 fouls, but he also has 11 points, all right. He seems to attack, as does Alex Schultz. Alex Schultz wants the ball. He wants to score, goes to the bucket. He has 8, but Alex is straddled right now. He's got 3 fouls, and the only other 2 people to score for Hughesville was Kevin Bobick. He had a 3-pointer, and Paul Reagan had just had that layup. So it's good to see more people in the scoring column for the Braves. And, you know, right now, I remember I said you like to get 3 guys in double figures. Well, we've got a good start in that first half to get somebody there. I think I just wrote a couple of things down here, Pat.
Sure.
What the Braves have to do is they've got to avoid the double team. And they're getting a double team off the zone, because what they're doing is they're extending the zone out. The 2 guards are out here, and our guards have not been able to get around them. And they've lost the ball 2 times by doing that. So they've got to avoid that double team. They've got to attack the basket. They've got to get through that first line of defense. And, you know, that's something that on offense, just keep attacking, get people in the lane, get the ball inside. I love the pick and rolls. I love the give and goes. And if they do that, they're going to be fine. Down at this end, they got to stop those kids from Hughesville from getting the ball in the perimeter and getting in the lane so quick. It was a problem the other night against Mifflin County. It still is a problem here. We've been fortunate that we haven't picked up any fouls, and we've also been fortunate that they haven't made a lot of those shots. So That's something that I think that they're probably going to talk about.
Well, what I have seen from the Spartans, and it's by design, they flash a guy to the foul line, throw whether it was Schultz. Schultz had a couple easy drives to the basket. He's shooting from there, trying to extend his game. Big kid as a sophomore. You like to see that because if you got to step out on him, he becomes a force going into the rim. But they've also had Reagan's done it as well, catch it at the foul line, and they're using the right-handed dribble to get to the glass. So that's, again, another thing. You got to shut that down. You got to be prepared for what they're going to give you once they catch it at the foul line. Another thing that's happening down here on the offensive side for the Chicoloomee Braves is getting some penetration and then giving the ball up. What do you say? Drive, dribble, drive, and dish it off. And Moyer did it beautifully, and you loved when you saw that, and Walter was ready, and he kissed it off the glass for the bucket.
I loved a high-low game when you've got two good kids inside. You got one running the baseline, not corner to corner, but a lot of times a short corner to short corner. You got somebody at the high post. He turns, faces, and if he can go to the bucket, he does so. Somebody's got to come out to play him. Sometimes that opens people up on the baseline. They did it down here. Huesel did it down here. Schultz got a basket out of that. But it's just something that this is the first we've seen them do that. And hopefully they'll keep doing it.
The Braves lead at halftime, 25-24, trying to get the win to advance in the championship game tomorrow against North Penn Mansfield. Come back, we'll take a look at the free throw comparisons between both teams and how many threes have been made. We don't have the full stats on how many have been shot. When we come back, we'll
figure a couple things out here for you, Pat.
Yeah, we'll let you know how many threes have been made between these two teams because they certainly are putting them up. 25-24 lead for the Braves. Take a break, come back, get ready for the second half. This is Chicoloomee Brave Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. To start the second half, again, the Braves lead 25-24. Looking at some comparison, how many threes have been made and how many free throws have you been able to tally up?
Well, the Braves have made three from beyond the arc. They've shot quite a few. And they have three, and Huesel has only one. Oh, I'm sorry, two. No, one, excuse me. They're perfect from the line, though, 0 for 0. Okay. Chicoloomee's 50%, 2 for 4. We've only shot 4 foul shots in the entire first half.
And it came from one team as the Spartans inbound the ball to start the second half. Getting at the foul line is Reagan. Give it to Nard. Nard shooting a 3. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Walter. Walter to Fischau to Ziegler. Ziegler slows it down and calls out the play. He's got Morgan on him. Left wing is Fischau. Fischau's going to pull up from the elbow, in and out. Walter gets the rebound, throws up a tough shot, and coming away from it is Morgan for the Spartans with Biddle on him. Reagan taking it into the lane. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Schultz. Gets his own rebound and puts it in.
You got to box him out. He's so quick. He gets the ball, doesn't even come down, puts it right back up. 2 offensive boards for him to get a basket that time.
Moyer into the paint, turns, kicks it out to Biddle, who had 2 threes in the first half and is unable to make that one go, and Schultz gets the rebound. Nard brings it the other way with Fischau on him. Able to get it to Easton. Easton with Ziegler guarding him on the right elbow. Spartans kicking it around the perimeter. This is Brady Morgan calling out the play from the right wing. Going to throw it into Reagan at the foul line. Biddle on him. Reagan trying to take it into the paint. It looked like Reagan
travel.
And Reagan grabbing his leg as he went to spin. Looked like he lost his footing.
Yeah, his leg. Either he lost his footing, Pat, or his leg collapsed on him. He went down pretty hard.
Well, it's a turnover for the Spartans, so the Braves will inbound it, trailing 26-25. Ziegler bringing it across half court with Morgan on him. Give it to Walter on the left, around the perimeter. Walter hard cut to the block. Out to Biddle, made 2 in the first half, unable to make this one, and Schultz gets the rebound. Morgan over the half court strike brings up. He's going to start on that right side of the offense for the Spartans. Turnaround jumper. He's a lefty. No good. Rebounded by Fischau. Sean coming the other way. Quickly throws it up to Walter. Walter trying to take it to Schultz, and Schultz is going to get a foul.
That's bad news for Hughesville, because if it is on Schultz, that's his fourth foul, and it is.
So it will be with 6:08. Mark that down as a big foul against the Spartans. Schultz, as Walter will go to the foul line, trying to knock it down. First one's no good off the iron. Yeah. So we'll be a sub. Miley will come in. Schultz will have to come out as Walter will attempt his second free throw after missing the first one.
It's almost like Charlie rushed that one that time. I don't know. It did look kind of awkward in the whole shooting process.
The second one's up, swishes, and good for the sophomore. Quickly up are the Spartans. Reagan has it, a left-handed dribble. Give it to Miley. Miley, beautiful pass from Reagan, gets the layup. 28-26 lead for the Spartans.
Nice cut. He got Walters on his backside, and he wasn't going to block that shot. Miley's a little bit quicker than Schultz.
Bashaw will shoot the three. Hard off the glass. No good. Walter gets the rebound. He's double-teamed. Takes a step. He gets the bucket.
Hughesville calling for a walk, and it might have been a walk, but it doesn't matter. It's 2 points. Charlie now has eight in this game.
Well, I always say it's not a walk if they don't call it.
Exactly.
And Charlie took advantage of that. Easton has it. Left-handed dribble. Looking to get it into Reagan. He does with Biddle on him. Turns on Biddle. Gets double-teamed. Then he pulls up a fader. No good off the iron, but he's able to get his own rebound. Back to the glass again, and they're going to call a charge on Reagan as Biddle takes the charge.
That's a frustration foul. I think that Paul Reagan is a little upset with all the contact that was inside there. And when he got that next shot, when he didn't make the shot, he just bowled over somebody. So he picks up his third foul.
All tied up at 28-28 with 5:09 to go in the third. Ziegler brings it up to the left wing. Gives it to Biddle. He's going to attempt a three, and he knocks down the three from straight away.
That gives Hunter 11 for the evening. First Brave is in double figures.
Nahr has it on the right wing with Moyer on him. Gets the screen from Reagan to Easton. Easton drives on Ziegler. Kicks it out for a three attempt by the Spartan. Knocked down by Morgan, the senior.
That's Morgan's first bucket of the game. Couldn't have come at a better time for Hughesville.
Bray swinging around the perimeter. Straight on three by Fashaw. No good. It is a rebounded by Reagan. Spartans have numbers. Reagan into the lane. Pulls up. Tries to throw it to Miley, and it's going to be knocked away.
Both guys underneath there, Miley and Biddle, wanted to say they didn't hit it out, but I'm sure it came off of Hunter Biddle the way it looked. Again, Reagan got to the paint. He gave the ball to somebody in the low box, and if it would have been knocked out of bounds, it might have been a good opportunity for Hughesville to score.
Biddle with the steal off of Easton. He comes into the front court, gives it to Ziegler. Ziegler with the turnaround jumper, and good. Count the bucket. He's going to the free throw line.
Well, that was kind of a circus move. That's something that you always like to see, and good for Justin. All right, picks up his second basket, and the foul is on Jarrett Easton. That's his first foul, and it's the team third foul here in the third quarter for the Hughesville Spartans.
As Ziegler will step up, right-handed shot up, and it's good. The Braves take a 34-31 lead with 4:05 to go. Easton at half court gives it to Miley, a three-point bucket. In and out for the Spartans, and it's going to be out of bounds on the Spartans.
Yeah. Excellent job by Justin Ziegler to box out Eaton that time, and Eaton had to go over the top of him, and he knocked it out of bounds. So, you know, it pays sometimes when your guards get in there to do a little rebounding. It gives you a little bit better chance of getting that defensive board.
Fashaw brings it into the front court with Nahr on him. Little crossover, trying to get some separation from Nahr. Give it to Biddle. Biddle's going to go take it left. Nothing there. Defended well by Reagan. To Walter, back up top. Fashaw has Nahr on him, and it's going to be a foul on Nahr.
And that's going to be his third foul, all right, if I'm not mistaken.
We'll see what put up on the clock, and I would never doubt you for a minute.
Three on him. That's the fourth team foul. So the next foul the Braves are shooting in this third quarter.
That's an easy adjustment there. You got to tell the kids, let's not defend Fishaw 27 feet from the basket. He hasn't made a jump shot. And in what is going to be his best part, trying to drive, take a couple steps off. You're picking up a cheap foul. But as a Brave fan, I don't mind it at all.
No. You know, I often wondered why, and I did it, probably you did it when you played, why you, when you foul, when you're so far, you're defending so far away from the basket. I think sometimes it's just the adrenaline, or sometimes it's just not, you're not thinking straight.
Well, and if fatigue will do an amazing thing to you, what you think you can and can't do. And what's the first thing that happens with fatigue, you're not moving your feet, but you're moving your hands, and that's what happened to Nahr. As the Braves will inbound it in front of us. Fishaw will inbound the ball. Give it to Ziegler. Ziegler with Nahr on him. Left-handed dribble. Gets the roll to Moyer. Moyer takes it to Miley, but Miley gets the block. To be Morgan coming back the other way for the Spartans. Trailing by three to the Braves. 3:25 to go in the third. Tightly contested matchup. At the foul line is Reagan on Ziegler. Backs him in. Goes up off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Miley. And Miley's going to be fouled by Walter. You see the strategy there, Dave. They feel like Reagan, physically bigger than Ziegler, catches the foul line and see if you can't muscle in. They did, unable to make the bucket, but an offensive rebound and a foul.
Well, you're right. Then they crashed everybody in the boards. Reagan gets too deep on that. His angle on the bank shot is pretty poor for when he's down that close to the bucket. But, yeah, they're trying to out-muscle Justin Ziegler.
Miley unable to make the first free throw for the Spartans. Three-point lead for the Braves. The second one is up, and it's good. 34-32 with 3:15 to go in the third. Fishaw into the front court with a right-handed dribble. A zone defense by the Spartans, an extending zone. Walter's going to take it along the baseline. He's going to get fouled by Reagan.
Yep, that's going to be a two-shot foul.
That's five fouls against the Spartans. And again, the new rule as of last year, you get five fouls in a quarter. The other team shoots automatic two shots. There's no one and one anymore in the game.
Reagan picks up his fourth foul. So we got some serious foul trouble for the Houston Spartans right now. We've got two with four. That's Schultz and Reagan. And Nahr has three. Charlie is 2 for 4 so far tonight, Pat, from the foul line.
He's going to gather himself. Left-handed shot is up, and it's good. Sub coming into the game for the Spartans, number 24. That's Evan McKenzie, just a junior, but he brings some length for the Spartans.
This will be his first appearance, I think.
Absolutely, as Walter will attempt the second one. Up, and it's long. Moyer's able to tap it to himself and get the rebound. Walter cuts to the basket, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Spartans.
It'll
be Brave ball.
Charlie was headed down to the other end, Pat. He thought it was off him. So anyway, Braves have the ball underneath their own basket.
1-4 look. Moyer's going to get it with Nahr on him. Almost picked up a foul. Fishaw has it between the circles as he's got Morgan defending him. They stay in the zone. To the Spartans. And it's going to be stolen by the Spartans. As Nahr brings it up, kicks it out to Morgan. Left-handed three is up and no good. And there's going to be a whistle.
Yeah, there was a push. Somebody got pushed out of bounds on the rebound.
It looks like it's going to be against Biddle. Biddle will pick up his second. Coming into the game will be Booker for the Braves. That's Aaron Booker, the junior, will check in. As Biddle will come out after picking up his second foul. 2:40 to go in the third. 35-32 lead for the Braves. Little cross action goes to Nahr with Moyer on him. Traveling call. Nahr gave a little look but didn't put the ball on the floor. Happens so often. Great call. These officials have caught a great game here tonight, Dave.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. In fact, both games, all right.
It wasn't coincidental that the ref was just walking by the table when I mentioned that. Fishaw has the ball against this 2-3 zone. To Booker. Booker back to Fishaw. Back and forth to Moyer in the lane. A good bounce pass to Walter on the floor, but it will be a foul.
I just am so excited when that happens. If it just could have scored. Great pass by Asher to Charlie, but Charlie's got to get the ball up right away. But he's left-handed. He's on the right side. So I can understand why things go up so quick.
He's going to get two shots again for the sophomore. The first one's up. It's short. Short arm now, and he knew it right away on the release. But he's getting to the foul line. Your sophomore big man, you love to see that as he's going to attempt the second one here. This one's up, and this one's good. 36-32 lead for the Braves. 2:20 to go in the third.
And Charlie has 10 points. He's the second Brave in double figures here.
Along with Biddle. A bounce pass. To...
That's going to be a foul.
Yeah, wow. Miley lost the ball and then tried to go for it. And, boy, just used his physicality to run over a Brave and pick up a foul.
Well, guess who's going to the foul line again?
And you like it. And it's an effort play. He yep. got the ball, got knocked away. Charlie didn't hesitate. Football kid went and got it and took the hit, but able to get himself to the foul line for two more free throws.
You know, when his father wrestled, he just kept coming after you. And that Charlie's got that in him. He just doesn't, his motor doesn't stop. He just goes after everything.
Short armed it again on that one. Hits the front of rim and no good as Ziegler comes out and Owen Elliott will come in.
I think Charlie might be a little tired.
Absolutely.
He hasn't come out of the game. He's the only Brave that's played every minute of this game.
He's going to get a second free throw here up, and that one is good. He's got the second one to increase the lead to 37-32. Easton looking at a half-court press. Getting it across the timeline are the Spartans. Almost stolen. Triple team as Owen Elliott's going to foul McKenzie on that one and kind of bailed him out because it was a triple team on McKenzie. The Braves were in a good spot.
Yeah. Owen just needed to keep his hands straight up in the air, but it's contagious when you got three guys on you. Everybody's trying to swat at the ball. You're trying to get it too.
Spartans are dealing with foul trouble, trying to keep this close to get into the fourth quarter, hoping to get Schultz back into the game along with Reagan. Nahr takes it baseline. It's going to be bumped and knocked to the floor.
That'll be Asher Moyer's third foul. He gave up the baseline. I mean, he made it. The player from Houston did a nice fake to the left, and he went right down the baseline. Asher was on his hip and ended up pushing him down.
The team's fourth here in the third, four against the Braves. Spartans will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Out there to Nahr. And knocked away by Owen Elliott. Another contested pass, 50-50, which yeah. just drives coaches crazy. Run an inbounds play to get a guy open. Spartans will be able to inbound the ball. Throw it into the backcourt. Gets it to Morgan. Morgan has Booker on him. Left-handed dribble. Gets it Easton at the foul line. Pfeiffer checks into the game for the Braves. Easton turns into lane. Tries to pull up over Pfeiffer. Unable to, but Miley comes away with a rebound. Throws it away to Owen Elliott. Elliott coming the other way.
That's good hustle by Pfeiffer. He did a nice job of guarding against the shot and then boxing out.
Biddle to Elliott to the left. Ball's deflected, knocked away, but Elliott somehow comes away with it. Give it to Walter. Walter into the paint. A scramble. Biddle steps back and knocks down to three. Straight on for Biddle.
That's what hustle gets you, Pat. I mean, the entire team was hustling. Biddle benefited from it with an open three.
Biggest lead of the night for the Braves at 40-32, but quickly a three by Nahr to make it 40-35, under a minute to go in the third period. Zone defense by the Spartans. Back and forth between Booker and Biddle. Booker on the right. Biddle between the circles. Gets to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer over to Elliott. Into Walter. Walter loses it. Nahr comes away with it. He's able to step over a defender with a left-handed dribble. Trying to get away from Elliott. Elliott doing a nice job and able to deflect the ball away. But then it's going to be Elliott who picks up the foul.
And that's going to be the fifth foul in the Braves. That'll put Nahr on the line, I believe.
Yes, it will. And again, you know Owen Elliott's going to give it everything he has. And boy, it's hard to say, hey, temper it down some, but that's the way Elliott's going to play.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it's not going to be. Yeah, it is Nahr. Nahr will be on the line. Nahr's having a great, great game. He's got 14 points right now, including two threes. First time that he'll go to the foul line tonight.
27 seconds to go in the third. 40-35 lead for the Braves as Nahr goes to the foul line. Giving Nahr a second to kind of gather himself. He got knocked around pretty good. He's a tall, thin sophomore for the Spartans. First free throw is no good. Fischault into the game as Elliott will come out. Booker, Pfeiffer, Walter, Fischault, and Biddle in the game at this point for the Braves with 27 seconds to go in the third. Nahr's second free throw is up, and it's good. 40-36, 27 seconds to go in the third. Fischault brings it over half court against this 2-3 zone. Gives it to Booker. Booker throws it to Walter on the right baseline. Back to Booker. Going to attempt a three. Off the iron, no good. Races for the rebound, and Fischault comes away with it. 6 seconds to go on the clock, and it's going to be a...
He walked. What a shame.
Travel by Pfeiffer.
Yeah, he got the ball. He kind of shuffled his feet as he's making the pass to Biddle, and he walked in the paint. And the worst part about it is Biddle just made the three, but it isn't going to count because of the turnover on the walk.
4 seconds to go in the third. Coming the other way is Morgan. Morgan to shoot a half-court shot. Front iron no good, and that's the end of the third period. The Shikellamy Braves lead 40-36 over the Spartans, trying to advance to the championship game tomorrow. This is Shikellamy Brave Basketball News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Before we do that, let's take a look at the all-important foul situation between these two teams.
Well, right now, Hughesville has Schultz with four, Reagan with four, Nahr and Miley with three apiece. Shikellamy has only one player with three fouls, that's Asher Moyer, and only two players with two fouls, that's Elliott and Biddle. So the Braves are in much better shape with the foul situation.
And Schultz and Reagan will not start the fourth quarter with that foul trouble. Fischault tried to dribble back out, got fouled by
McKenzie, yeah,
the junior. And fortunate, because that would have been out of bounds against the Braves. But Moyer will inbound the ball to the right of us. Gets it to Biddle. Biddle brings it over half court. Gives it to Ziegler. Ziegler at the Fischault on the right baseline. Biddle against the zone. Tries to throw a bounce pass, a long bounce pass to Walter. And fortunately for the Braves, he got knocked out by Nahr of the Spartans.
Yeah, Nahr was in a great position. He was what we call up the line, on the line. And there he was again. Almost got that one.
Ziegler on the left baseline. Out to Biddle against the Spartan zone. We're in the fourth quarter with a four-point lead for the Braves. Biddle between the circles to Ziegler on the left. Fischault thought about a three, throws it into the paint to Moyer, and Moyer's going to turn, kick it out to Fischault, and Fischault's going to finally knock down a three-point bucket for the Braves.
Well, that was big. He's not had a good night from beyond the arc, but that's his first three, his five for the night.
Miley gets it on the foul line. He gets it to Easton, cuts to the basket. Easton saves it to Miley. Miley to Nahr, and Nahr back to Miley. Miley over to Morgan, to McKenzie. Swinging it around the perimeter. Easton ducks into the paint. Nahr making a move on Moyer. Inside the three-point line, no good. Rebounded by Fischault. Shaw comes the other way, crosses half court right to the bucket, and he's going to pick up a foul. Looks like it might be on McKenzie. It was both McKenzie and Miley in there for the Spartans. Let's see who the foul's on.
It's 24. It would be on McKenzie.
McKenzie checked in the game. He hadn't played much until the foul trouble issues came. And again, Schultz and Reagan continue to stay on the bench. You got to wonder when you get them in and not let this one get too far out of hand for the Spartans. Fischault misses the first free throw. He'll get another one.
Braves not shooting well from the foul line tonight, Pat.
See if Fischault can change that here. Leading 43-36, and he does. He rattles that one in. 44-36, 8-point lead for the Braves with 6:35 to go in the game. Morgan gets it to Miley. Between the circles, Moyer comes away with the steal. Hard to the basket, reverse layup, no good. And Miley comes away with the rebound. Nahr, fortunately, didn't pick up a foul.
Right hand would have made the basket, but we got to say Asher's 100% left-handed.
Three-point shot by the Spartans, no good. Easton crashes the boards, but no good off of Ziegler, so the Spartans will have it underneath their own basket. And here comes Reagan and Schultz back into the game for the Spartans, trailing 44-36.
Number one, that's going to give a much, much stronger inside game with both of those guys.
As Reagan gets the ball off the inbound pass, he's got Biddle on him on the right wing. Give it to Nahr. Nahr traveled.
Yeah,
absolutely. That was just weird. He's like,
you and I could have called it from over here.
Yeah, Pat. Yeah, absolutely. These refs are on top of everything.
Corey, he didn't even give you a glance, Pat.
Yeah, he did. He knows it. Ziggurat, half court. He's got Morgan on him. Give it to Biddle on the left wing. Right-handed dribble, pull up the elbow, knocks it down. Well, that's what Ziegler's been waiting for. Knock down those open shots. Biddle's having a great night. But they come back the other way, and Schultz gets the easy look from the pass from Reagan. Too easy of a bucket back the other way.
Somebody got lost. All right. Charlie Walter lost a shoe. Maybe that's what happened, because he would have been, Schultz would have been Charlie's man. Biddle with 16 tonight. That's a nice breakout number.
And that's what Coach Ziegler's been looking for. He's got to get those seniors who are a big part of what happens here between Fashaw, Biddle, and Moyer. And Biddle's been a big part of the lead. 46-38 lead with 5:30 to go in the game. Lead for the Brave. Fashaw, left-handed dribble. It's got Miley on him. Throw it into Moyer. Moyer into the lane. No good. And it's going to be rebounded by Reagan. He gets it to Nahr. Schultz didn't even contest Moyer on the layup, worried about picking up a foul. Reagan into the lane. It is going to be fouled on the drive. It will be on the floor. But Schultz didn't even contest that shot down there on Moyer. Now, I think Moyer thought he was going to be contested, and Schultz ran out of the way. He didn't want to pick up that fifth foul.
Again, he went to the left side of the basket, and that it's a little tougher shot. It's almost like a reverse layup. That was on Biddle, his third foul.
Checking back into the game is Easton for the Spartans. Looking into the paint, gives it to Reagan. Reagan turns on Ziegler, nothing there, and then he's finally able to finish the bucket.
That's what I would do. He's much stronger than Justin.
Not to double team that if that continues. An errant pass stolen. It's going to go out to Reagan. Reagan's going to take it to the glass, pull up, get back-to-back buckets, and it's going to be a timeout taken by Coach Ziegler as back-to-back buckets make it a 46-42 lead for the Braves with 4:46 to go in this one.
Again, the Braves letting Hughesville back into this game. Reagan with a nice job of posting up on Justin Ziegler, who's a little bit smaller than he is, and he made the nice turnaround bank shot, and then he got the steal and ended up with an easy layup. So he's 6 points tonight. Those last two are big because that gets Hughesville within four. Braves up 46-42, and there's a lot of time to go in this fourth quarter yet.
Handling the ball, control possessions, being patient. You have a lead. It's always that adage of play with the lead. You do situational basketball during practices and say, okay, we got a four-point lead. We're up four. We're up with 4:46 to go in the game. How do we handle this? Yes, we're not putting on the brakes, but we also don't have to shoot contested shots. There's no shot clock. We can run the ball, 10-pass offense, and see if we get an easy layup. See if the Braves go to that.
The main thing they have, and I think you said it, they got to learn how to take care of the basketball. You know, just sometimes going so fast that they're going to make errant shots or going to make errant passes or have the ball bounce off your hands or off your other parts of your body.
Moyer has the ball. Left-handed dribble guarded by Easton. Biddle catches it tightly guarded by Morgan. Fashaw has Reagan on him. Dribble between the circles.
That's his fifth. That's not good again for Hughesville. They're going to lose Reagan, who came in and did a lot in a couple minutes. Again, you got to play smart, all right? I mean, he just kept bodying up on him, and you're going to get that foul. Although, I can see his point. Fashaw had his arm out there, too. So,
well, you go back to the thought, if you don't put it in the hands of the officials to decide whether it was on you or him, he shouldn't have even guarded him out there.
Yeah.
especially when you got four fouls and you're an integral part of what's happening here in the comeback for the Spartans. Fischel to the lane with the lefty. Little runner is good. A three-point shot by Miley, no good.
That's what the Braves went Hughesville to do, come down and take a shot with nobody underneath the basket.
Moyer comes away with a rebound into the front court to Fischel to Ziegler. Ziegler has Nahr on him. Moyer has the ball straight to the basket, kicks it out to the right wing. That's Biddle looking to get another three, no good. It rebounded by Schultz with those good hands. Up to Nahr on the right wing. He's got Moyer on him. Moyer to, oh, what a good job by the hands defensively by the Braves.
And we throw the ball away.
They threw the ball away, so coming back the other way, the Spartans. 6-point lead for the Braves with 3:30 to go in the game. Either team trying to advance to the championship game tomorrow to take on North Penn Mansfield. Into Easton on Ziegler. Easton turns, front iron no good, and Ziegler gets the rebound.
Good job by Justin. He hung in there. He took a nice shot to the chest, but when the shot went up, he boxed him out and got the rebound.
Tapped away from Ziegler and goes out of bounds as Nahr was defending Ziegler up between the circles.
I'll bet Coach Ziegler's going crazy over there. We take care of the ball, fellas. You know, it's something that don't put the ball in front of people. Make sure nobody goes behind you to slap it out. And most importantly, take good shots now.
They get the ball in bounds to Fischel. 3 minutes to go in the game. 6-point lead for the Braves. Get it to Moyer. Moyer defended by Miley. To Walter. To Fischel. Moyer on the cut to the basket. Jump hook. No good. He's going to get his own rebound and put it back in.
Well, that was a hustle basket by Asher Moyer that time. Missed the hook shot with his left hand. Got the rebound. Put it back up.
To put him up by eight. He just traveled. He did the same thing again. It was Nahr. He catches the ball, gathers, and then takes a little step.
You know, you and I talked about the shortness of practice time that junior high kids have. That's one of the things that they forget and don't learn how to do is to start without walking. All right?
Yeah, he's done that twice where he catches it, he kind of gathering himself, and then he wants to reset. And he gets called for the walk, and Nahr, who started out, I don't know how many points Nahr has. He was the leading scorer at halftime for the Spartans, but where is he at now?
He's got 15, all right? He had 4 points in that third quarter, and before that, he had 12. So he has not stepped up, and is he in the game?
He is right now, yep.
They're not getting him the basketball. You know, you see what they're doing to Hunter Biddle. They're really giving him, they're trying to keep him from getting the ball. They'll let anybody else shoot from the outside right now except for Biddle.
So, yeah, and Biddle had that real hot start. And
well, he's got four threes, and he also made a jump shot, too, so.
He made that mid-range jump shot just inside the elbow, did Biddle, to go along with his threes.
Where has that shot gone? Oh, my gosh. If it's not over 15 feet, we're not taking it anymore.
Well, that's the thing in that first half. The Braves not only taking threes, but, I mean, they were taking it three or four steps behind the three-point line.
Uh-huh.
They changed their approach and got the lead. They lead 50-42 with 2:41 to go in the game.
Notice that they've taken Justin Ziegler off the point a lot today, which I think helps him in the game. It makes him a little more relaxed.
Gives it to Fischel. He gives it to Moyer. Moyer with a left-handed dribble. Brings it out. Miley on him.
Oh,
it's going to be
stolen.
And going all the way to the basket. They're going to call an intentional foul against Moyer as Morgan got the steal on a pass from top to top across the circle, and it got stolen, and then Moyer ran him down and grabbed him.
He threw the ball right to the player. And one mistake and then two mistakes. This is two shots and the ball. All right.
And so mark this one down there,
four,
Dave.
4-point swing or a 5-point swing here.
With 2:23 to go in the game. First free throw is up and good for Morgan. He'll get the second free throw here. 50-43 lead for the Braves. Two personal fouls against the Braves. Three against the Spartans. Second free throw up and good. And like you said, now they'll get the ball on the side or underneath where the stoppage of play happened. So the Spartans will get the ball underneath their basket, trailing by six with 2:23 to go. To keep in mind, the Braves were up eight with the ball and threw it away and then got the intentional foul. Checking into the game is Booker. He'll guard Easton.
Offensive foul.
Got a moving foul.
Yeah.
A screen against the
number three.
Against the Spartans,
that was
Miley.
Yeah. Miley, that's his fourth foul. You know, he tried to set the screen around the foul line, and you can't move when you set that screen. You got to stay still.
Trying to get the ball inbounds with the Braves, they do. Moyer gets it to Walter. Walter back to Moyer. Miley on him. Ziegler comes back and gets it. He's got Nahr on him as he crosses half court. There could be a call on Nahr trying to defend Ziegler between the circles.
That's his fifth.
2:13 to go in this one. 50-44 lead for
Justin Ziegler. No, it's only his fourth. I'm sorry, it's only his fourth. I apologize.
It is his fourth for Nahr trying to defend Ziegler. We'll send Ziegler to the foul line. That's the fifth foul against the Spartans here in the first fourth quarter. The first free throw for Ziegler goes in after a touch. All part to the rim. He'll get the second free throw here, trying to increase it to an 8-point lead. It's up and it's good. 8-point lead for the Braves. Spartans come back the other way. Easton has it on the right wing. Throws it into the post to Miley. He turns against Moyer. No good. Moyer fights for the rebound, and it's going to be a hell ball. Nope, they're going to call a foul. And who's the foul going to be on by the Spartans? Going to go over, report the foul. 10 on the hold.
Jarrett Easton.
There's going to be two free throws again after the Spartans have picked up five fouls. Make it six now, and they'll go shoot two free throws as Moyer will attempt his first free throws of the night, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right, Pat. We will take that all night long. Just keep putting this on the line.
First free throw up, no good by Moyer. As Ziegler will come out of the game, and Booker will come in on the defensive side to try to give some size, some length defensively.
That makes a lot of sense, you know, because I think he's taller and a little bit stronger.
Moyer makes his second one. Morgan brings it up, gives it to Easton. Easton kicks it to Schultz. Schultz between the circles. Schultz has not been a factor in the second half for the Spartans. Nahr on, got Biddle on him. Morgan pulls up from three. No good. Rebounded by Easton to the basket. Good. And a timeout taken by the Spartans to cut it to a 7-point lead for the Braves with 1:43 to go.
Easton came from the outside. Nobody boxed him out. He went right to the rim and got the ball and put it right back up.
We used to run this drill in high school, Dave, where you'd start by being a foul line extended. The coach would shoot, two people would run and go get the ball. Whoever came with the rebound, your team gained a point. You push them back to the volleyball line. Shoot, no matter if it went in, air ball, you went and got it. Then you did it from half court, and you got an extra point if you could actually get it before it hit the floor. But what the idea was, you should be able to get a rebound from anywhere on the floor. If you're committed to it, you watch the flight, get the ball.
Yeah,
you're Braves right. Have done a better job with that here tonight, getting some offensive rebounds.
They've been, I think the Braves have rebounded well overall in this entire game.
Braves trying to finish it off. They have a 53-46 lead with 1:43 to go. The Spartans have five fouls. The Braves only have two. So every foul by the Spartans will be two shots. The Braves still have two more fouls to give up before they'll push the Spartans into the two-shot foul. Moyer gets the inbound from Fischau. Fischau will bring it up on Easton on the right wing. He's going to give it to Biddle. Biddle, right-handed dribble, into the paint, pulls up, and
that's what
good.
Why can't other people do that?
Biddle's had a night.
18.
As the Spartans just threw the ball away, Fischau with the steal. Give it to Ziegler. Ziegler's out to slow down, spread it out, get the ball movement. Get the ball moving. Don't need to dribble. Pass. Ziegler does dribble. A lot of dribbling. He's got a man on him as Easton tried to make the steal, but it's going to send Ziegler to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws for the Braves. Braves are well on their way to advance into the championship game against North Penn Mansfield tomorrow night. Starting after the earlier game, the consolation game, should this play out, would be Hughesville playing Greenwood.
That's the first foul shot Justin has missed all night long. He'd been perfect from the line till then.
And nobody more surprised than Ziegler himself. As he'll look to shoot the second one. This one up and good. And he'll come out again as Booker will come into the game.
That's 8 points tonight for Justin. Braves really have balanced scoring. Really, everybody's been involved in the scoring.
Morgan brings it up over the timeline. Gets it to Easton with Biddle on him. Excuse me, Nahr with Biddle on him. Tightly defended. Throws it away. And Booker will go all the way in for a layup and miss it. But Moyer fights for the rebound and puts it back.
Asher with nine.
Nahr has the ball with Biddle on him. Schultz will go into the lane, pull up, and get the kiss off the glass over Walter. 37 seconds to go in the game. 10-point lead for the Braves. Moyer gives it up to Biddle. Biddle has Nahr on him. Tapped away by Nahr, but it goes right to Walter for the layup. 12-point lead for the Braves. It's only the third foul, so it would be inbound for the Spartans.
I think that's going to be on Xavier Fichaud, and that's his first foul.
Surprise for the way he plays and got after tonight as Boback will come back into the game. McKenzie as well. Checking into the game will be, is that Gage Webb? Nope, excuse me, number 33. That's McKelvey Brink. And he will get the inbound pass. This is going to go to Boback. Boback kicks it out to Easton. Easton has Booker on him. Able to swing it across. Boback has the ball on Fichaud. Throws it into the post, going to the glass, and good for the Spartans. And that's McKelvey Brink getting the first bucket of the night for him. But that will be it. The Braves will get the win and advance to the championship game tomorrow night against North Penn Mansfield. The Braves bounce back in a big way after back-to-back losses to start the season. They get a well-deserved win here tonight against the Hughesville Spartans. Don't go anywhere. We'll get the score and recap of this one, interview with Coach Ziegler, and we'll wrap things up here from Shikellamy's. Lock off gymnasium, as I was just watching the handshake going on. Man, these handshakes all night have been crazy, or all season, whether it's football or basketball. I was making sure there was nothing extra, and there was absolutely nothing. Well, respect from both teams as they'll go to the locker room. Again, don't go anywhere. Come back, give you the score and recap. Coach Ziegler, and wrap things up. This is Pat O'Brien and the Chief Dave Ritchie. Don't go anywhere. This is Shikellamy Brave Basketball, 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Back here at Phil Lockhoff Gymnasium, where the Braves get the win and able to get an opportunity to play the title game tomorrow. Exactly what Coach Ziegler was hoping for. He put it on the paper. Let's get the win and defend our title in the tournament. And they certainly do that as we got Coach Ziegler coming to us. And we're going to check in with him as he, you can tell his stepping coming across there. He had a little more giddy up in that step as he was coming across. And wins will do that for you. So we're checking in with Coach Ziegler. Coach, I'm not going to ask you a question other than just talk about assess what you saw, the toughness that your team battled tonight.
Well, that was the first time that I thought we were the harder working team on the court, and the results showed. You know, we were aggressive going to the basket. We got them in some foul trouble, and that continued. You know, our free throw shooting obviously needs to be, it wasn't on, not as good as it was the last two games, but it was good enough tonight. And, you know, we still had some unforced turnovers, but I cannot say anything about their effort, their desire and heart to win. And like we said at practice yesterday, our goal is to go 1-0 on Friday, and they did that.
Biddle, talk about what you saw from Biddle, your senior.
You know, he's a kid that, you know, had a job in the fall, so he wasn't able to come around a lot. And he's just recovering from an illness. He wasn't at practice 2 days ago, and he could hardly practice yesterday. And so he And he was struggling. You know, Hunter was a guy that had a real good JV season last year. We were expecting big things from him. And after two games, Hunter only had 1 point. And he was disappointed himself. And we kept telling him, you're under the weather. Things will come. And he's a little healthier today. And he played the way we think he's capable of playing.
As you get the win here tonight over the Spartans. The Spartans got to go off to a good start. They got a sophomore player in Nahr. Gave you trouble early on. What adjustments did you see from your squad to shut him down basically the rest of the way?
Well, I think, he's a good player. I think as the game went on, we had Asher Moyer on him. And Asher is a strong physical and in shape. And I think Nahr wore down a little bit. And Asher made everything difficult for him.
I saw they went to putting Justin into the paint defensively to try to guard Reagan and also Easton. That's a tough ask, but I saw some adjustment there to you, what you were doing to try
at the end of the game, we thought that could happen too, so we were going offense and defense with Justin just so they couldn't post them up. And, we talked a little bit about that. If you have no fouls and they're posting up a little bit, it's okay to get one on the floor. So, don't let him turn around and shoot a three-footer if you're, overmatched size and strength-wise. But it's a learning experience, and, he's a sophomore, and he'll get better at it, and hopefully it'll show again tomorrow.
Talking to Coach Ziegler after the win, you said it on paper. Let's get to the title game, defend the tournament. You have an opportunity to do that. Something we saw, and Dave mentioned this, you had Justin not handling the ball as much and giving the opportunity for Shaw to do that. Was that by design, or did they adjust as the game went along?
No, that was by design a little bit. Xavier had not a good first half, and he was frustrated a little bit. So we thought maybe if we move Xavier to one and move Justin to two, that maybe Justin would get some of those shots. And then Xavier hit one, and as you know, when you're a shooter, once that first one goes in, you're a little more confident. And his defense really picked up that too. I found that out. When they make a shot or two, boy, are they ready to play defense then?
they clap it up. They're ready to go. The last thing we talk about, just the post defense. Schultz, a good player, sophomore. Those two guys and Walter and Schultz are going to go after each other for a couple years more to come. They both look, as Dave said, they're very comparable to each other. But Schultz did some good things inside, but you guys made some adjustments as well.
I'll be honest with you, Schultz is a little quicker than I thought he was. Watching him on film against Berwick, he did more catch at the foul line, one dribble and shoot. And, being the great coach I am, I said, Charlie, get up on him, and they drove by him. So, that's live and learn. When you only see him on film once, you don't really get a great picture of what they're capable of. But Schultz is a nice player, and I'm glad he got in foul trouble a little bit, because he'd have been a handful if he had played a lot more minutes tonight.
Earlier I had Dave talk a little bit about what this tournament is all about and what and who it's in remembrance of. I want to give a chance to let you talk a little bit about that as well, somebody close to you, and it's great to be in the championship game of it.
Macy, when Tim Ford was the head coach here and I was the assistant coach, Macy Manier, who I knew before coaching, teacher at the high school, he asked to, being a volunteer assistant on the team for years. And there is no nicer guy ever to live on this planet than Macy Manier. He unfortunately, he got the ALS.
ALS, yeah.
And, unfortunately is no longer with us, but, what a great role model for any kid, any teacher, just to be around. He would rib you now and then, so, a little bit of a buster as well. But what a good guy, what a great heart, what a great role model for everybody. And just to play in a tournament that is an honor of him is an honor in itself. And, it'd be wonderful to win another tournament. And I know he was looking down on us tonight. That is absolutely for sure.
Bill, I appreciate your words recapping that. Dave did a nice job, too. I want you guys to speak of him. I didn't know him really well, so I knew more of his daughters playing against Murphy at that age, so I wanted to hear from you guys. What a great tournament. What a great opportunity to play for the championship game. Your final thoughts of what you saw and what you do to prepare for tomorrow night.
Well, it'll be a short night sleeping for sure, because we'll be back in the 10 o'clock is the first JV game. Not for us, but we'll be here before that. So we'll probably go out out and get a little bite to eat. Now I'm a little hungry. And then we will watch some film tonight. Probably get up about 7 in the morning, watch some more film, type up a scouting report, and be ready to go against North Penn Mansfield.
I really appreciate it. Congrats with the win, and get the boys together and look to get that championship tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Coach Ziegler getting the win. The Braves get the victory over the Hughesville Spartans, a game that was tight. They're going back and forth there for a while. What's the scoring breakdown in this one as the Braves get the win, led by Hunter Biddle, but it was Gnarr on the other side for the Spartans?
Well, if I start with the Spartans first, Gavin Gnarr ended the game with 15 points, and Alex Schultz, the big guy inside, had 14. They had a couple of guys in the Brady Morgan with 5 and Paul Reagan with 6. Kevin Boback had a 3 for 3 points. Ethel Miley had 3 points. Evan McKenzie, who came in the second half, had 2, as did Jared Easton, who played most of the game, but he didn't take a lot of shots. On the Braves side, of course, we've all talked about the great game that Hunter Biddle had, perfect from the foul line, he was 1 for 2 from the foul line. All right, so he ended up with 17, not 18. I apologize for that. And again, Charlie Walter in double figures with 13. But here's the nice part about this. We had Xavier Fichaud with 8, Asher Moyer with 9, Justin Ziegler with 8, and Aaron Booker comes in and has 5. So you had, guys that weren't just scoring 2 or 3 points. We had 3 that were almost a double figures and 2 in double figures. So it was a good offensive night for the Braves.
And you could see in Bill's pride, and talking about the kids and somebody that's, in Biddle, and he's a guy, like you just said, coming off not feeling well, just keep shooting the ball and it's going to start going down. And you talk about when he hit the first one straight on, yeah, and it was nothing but net. You knew he was feeling it and they got the ball to him. And then the other thing, he was able to add a little component to his offense. It wasn't all 3s. He pulled up at the elbow and knocked it down as well. So each game we talk about what's the bright spot. We had Walter in the Mifflinburg game. We had Booker in the Mifflin County game tonight. What about Biddle? Biddle played very well. So congrats to the Braves. Your final thoughts is they're going to have to take on a very good. We got a chance to watch North Penn Mansfield beat Greenwood earlier. Your final thoughts as we get ready for that one tomorrow night?
I think it's going to be a very good basketball game. The Braves are going to have to play better. I'm going to say this. They're going to have to play better than they did tonight. But, I don't think they'll see anybody that's bigger or better than Schultz inside. But you're also going to see a couple of people that have what I would say some good outside moves and also ability to shoot from the outside. So that's the first time I remember playing them, North Penn Mansfield. So it's something that it will be interesting to see. Mary Murphy Kahn, who was a middle school principal here for years and now is the superintendent at Greenwood, was here tonight. And I said, oh, you're here because of Greenwood? She says, yeah, but I graduated from North Penn Mansfield.
Oh, okay.
So she had both schools that have been in her life a big part of it. So I thought that was pretty neat, too. So, again, a great win. Braves win tomorrow. They're 2-2. They're back to 500.
They get the 60-50 win, and one of the goals of the Braves was to hold Hughesville under 55 points. Well, they did that. They held the Spartans to 50 to get the win to advance to the championship game tomorrow, and they'll take on, as you said, North Penn Mansfield. Prior to that, the consolation game will be Hughesville and Greenwood. So the Braves get the win here tonight. Join us again tomorrow in the championship game at 7:30 following the consolation game. Once again, the final score, the Braves get the win. They win 60-55 over Hughesville. This is Pat O'Brien, the Chief Dave Ritchie, saying we'll talk to you again tomorrow night. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thanks for listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK.